Good morning. Today is February 11th. You're listening to OK, OK, the Honor News for Our Kids podcast. Today's scripture reading is from Philippians 2, verses 12 through 13. Dearest friends, you were always so careful to follow my instructions when I was with you. And now that I'm away, you must be even more careful to put into action God's saving work in your lives, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you and giving you the desire to obey Him and the power to do what pleases Him. And now that I'm away. Well, if you've sent your child off to school or to a new part of the country, then you understand what Paul was feeling. When the time comes to send our children out on their own, we know deep down that all of our years of training, teaching, and disciplining were leading to this day. We trust that our children will take all those lessons with them as they go to live away from the family. We pray that they are ready, and they have to be ready, for the time has come. Eventually, all of our children need to head out into the world and find God's plan for their lives. So we pray with Paul that our children will be careful to remember and follow all that we've taught them. Now that they're away from us, we pray that they will be even more careful to put their saving faith into action, obeying God with reverence and fear. And what does God promise? That He's working in them. Then He will give them the desire to obey and the power to do what pleases Him. Please join me in today's prayer. Lord, my child is away from the family, and I know that's part of the plan, part of growing up, but I have a lump in my throat. Lord, help my child to be even more careful to remember all that we've taught. I pray that she will put her faith into action in every part of her life. Help her to obey you with reverence and fear. You promise, Lord, that you will work in us, helping us to obey. Please work in my child's life. I pray that your Holy Spirit will give my child the desire to obey you, no matter how difficult the situation and no matter what the temptation. I also pray that the Holy Spirit will give my child the power to do what pleases you. Keep my child strong so that she can continue to obey you as she is away from us. We ask it in your name, Lord. Amen.